Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
Listen, we've done this crossover interview. I jumped on your guys' show yesterday. You jumped on with us today. I think there needs to be a friendly wager in place.
John, will you send him some curds if the Bears win and he sends you a Lou Malnati's deep dish?
Yes, absolutely. Right. I will take a pizza next Tuesday. Right. I got no problem with that.
Okay.
That sounds fine.
All right, there's the bet.
Safe bet. Good job, Rami. Way to go, Rami.
See, I'm the arbitrator here. I sit in the
but it's not a good deal because both sides aren't happy.
I spoke to our friend Rami Makhlouf via text today. He tells me that John Kuhn brought up the bet in the first segment of their show.
Isn't it when both sides aren't happy that you actually have reached a good bet?
Yeah, I mean, but here's the thing. The bet was 150 rushing yards. That the Bears would get there. They had 138 rushing yards. If Ben Johnson runs the ball a little more in the first half, they probably get there. Five of the first six plays were pass plays. I thought Ben kind of outsmarted himself a little bit at the top of the game. Like, Caleb was 0 for 5 on his first five.
It's not looking great.
No, it was not. And they again, you know, left some opportunities going three and out after the interception was brutal. I thought Ben could have run it more, could have got me 12 more yards, and then we'd be enjoying delicious cheese curds.
We may have to talk to Rami about something. You tipped me to this during the break, and I was able to retrieve the aforementioned audio from segment one of their show today. And we got to discuss some things after hearing this.
Everything you want to talk about on the day after a football game, if you're a sports talk radio host in the state of Wisconsin with a win over the Bears. 28-21. I know you enjoyed that one, standing on the sidelines for the Packers Radio Network. Other than the cold, other
victory
than that, you had to like
chicken
that one.
Monday,
whoa!
Baby. It's a victory chicken,
whoa!
Monday, followed by, I don't know, I got to get your boy's phone number, a victory pizza.
Yeah.
Tuesday.
I can pass that along to you.
What? Yeah. I'll give you my address. You give it to him. He probably doesn't want to hear from me right now.
I'm just going to give you his phone number. I'm not doing all that. I'm doing it literally as we speak.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Stealing our radio bits.
What is it? Victory chicken? No. You want to steal setback sweetener or loser cake, as Mark Grody dubbed it earlier.
I like loser cake.
I like loser cake a lot. That is ridiculous. Where did... Dad, he must have learned it from Rami. Rami can't be pulling
secrets.
That's
what I said.
That is some ish right there.
Rami's one of these double talk kids.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah, he's a little double agent guy.
Hey, start going over to the South Side, start dropping your R's. One of them double kids.
Interesting.
Can't have that.
Victory chicken, eh?
Yeah, no.
Not victory curds. Huh?
No, loser curds.
Pizza Tuesday? Whoever heard of such a thing?
That's a lot of bad info out there.
Yeah, it's messed up. All right, let's talk with you now that we know that John Kuhn is up there stealing our radio bits. 312-644-6767. Dino is out in Mount Greenwood. Hey, Dino, you're on the score.
Hi, guys. This game, the only thing it brought up bad memories of those two big long pass plays just brought up the ghosts of Chris Conte. I know a couple of Greek Orthodox priests. I think we could do some exorcisms to get rid of that because – those just looked awful. Other than that, the game looked great. But we need to get rid of those big long pass plays.
And Dino,
that basically was the difference of the game.
I think you brought up that play. Was it Friday or Thursday? You brought up the play. Tanny put it in an open for John Kuhn. I think you guys summoned the ghost of that play. Myself.
Maybe.
Yeah, Kurt Warner kind of exposed the Bears defense in his answer about Jordan Love in your mind, huh?
Yeah, Jordan Love exposed the Bears defense. They got into some man situations, and I imagine that some of that stuff had to be tailored because you're thinking you're going to have a player, and then an hour and a half before the game, you don't have Kyler Gordon, and if you're DA, you're like, all right, well, we've got to generate a pass rush somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And this is out, but you didn't get home.
No, they didn't. The Watson touchdown, where the first one that broke the scoreless tie, when they showed eight on the line of scrimmage, brought seven, and nobody got there. You know you're kind of in trouble.
Then I'm watching Jaquan Brisker have to run sideline, basically a sideline. I'm like, that cannot be his responsibility.
Yeah.
That had to have been like Nixon coming up with the big play at the end of the game. That had to him being like, oh no, something's really wrong. Yeah. I got to go over there and try and do something.
And I think you were right about that. But I got to say, I saw Jordan Love have nice touch a bunch of times.
I almost thought he had too much touch.
Yeah, he lofted the ball several different times to hit people. But Burrow does the same thing. That's what I was thinking as I watched Burrow. Like, Burrow doesn't throw the heater.
Well, there was a couple of times maybe yesterday Burrow should have perhaps maybe changed arm angles. Or maybe they should have run the ball in those situations.
Yeah, there was a bad pick six in there, but like,
and then there's another bad pick.
That one was deflected. But still, anyway, I thought Love was clearly the more adult and veteran quarterback in this situation.
He was. Let's put it this way: like, let's not put the pejoratives on it. He played better from the pocket yesterday than Caleb did. That's what it was. Like, but and some of it was just being like, oh, you guys are out here in man again, huh? Really?
Now, that's not just playing better from the pocket. That's pre-snap, identifying and making yourself the difference with your intelligence.
And then making the throw.
Yes.
Making a nice, crisp throw on a slant.
But I don't know if Caleb's ready to do that part. You know? I don't know.
I think he is, but Jordan Love was dynamic yesterday.
He really was.
He was absolutely dynamic. We'll talk more about him coming up later on in the show. Hey, Brandon, you're on the score.
Hey, how's it going?
We're good, Brandon.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about that fourth down play. Like, I would have loved to see them just hand it to Menungai again. Our offensive line was dominating the game in the second half. And by calling a pass play, you forced Caleb to have to throw the ball on fourth down. So he made a bad throw. We would have got the first down with Menungai, and then we could have thrown the ball, and then he wouldn't have felt like he had to throw a bad ball.
I agree with you. Whether you went quarterback sneak or hand the ball to Kyle to get that yard, I think that's the play, because it created an urgency on that fourth down that didn't need to exist just yet.
I think that we now know the reason. We didn't know before, but now we know. The Bears are what, on the 14-yard line? They run 14 yards. Guess who wins the bet? Now I know why you don't like the play call.
That is not the case.
You're trying to get those curds.
I didn't even know what the number was. I'll tell you where I can get curds is at the world-famous Brat Stop. Next Friday, the 19th, join the score there in Kenosha for the return of the Brat Bowl. Rakimi Harris and Grody will broadcast live from 10 to 2, followed by our show, Spiegel and Holmes, from 2 to 6 that afternoon. We'll be joined by special guests and hosts from The Fan in Milwaukee.
Like John Koo.
As the shows gear up for part 2 of Chicago versus Green Bay.
That's what you do. You just take the pizza there.
Yeah, I'll just deliver the pizza there. And he can deliver a promise never to use Victory Chicken in conversational form again.
How dare you?
That's next Friday, December 19th, from 10 to 6 at the Brat Stop in Kenosha. It's all brought to you by Kenosha Subaru. For all you do, Kenosha Subaru.
312-644-6767 is the number. By the way, we should the Kenosha Subaru people will probably be there. They came to the last time that we were up there. So I'm hoping to see the Kenosha Subaru people if they want to come through. We would love that. Let's go to Bobby from the north side. Hey, Bobby, you're on Spiegel and Holmes.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. How's it going?
Good, Bobby. Thanks.
Hey, my question, I think other listeners have probably asked about this, but with DJ Moore, what are you guys seeing or hearing with just the huge fall off and usage and targets his way? I mean, it just seems like he's an afterthought in the offense or in the reads or in something.
Well, there's a couple things. Number one, Rome Odunze is the number one by miles and miles. I learned today that Rome Odunze's target total of 90 going into the game is far and away, obviously, the team's leader. And so he's the number one. He's been the number one. And a lot of times, Caleb doesn't get necessarily past the number one. And then after that,
you look at OZ and Burden, kind of like, is this, if you want to consider them the same position, but those guys have been getting a lot of targets too.
I think it's a good question. I think it's about Caleb's decision making on those plays in the pocket and how he often does not stay in the pocket and get through the progressions and get to wherever DJ is. And, you know, here's the way that Ben Johnson talked about Rome Odunze a little bit post game.
We kind of knew that going into the week that he may not be available. And so, something that we're conscious of. The fortunate thing for us is we have weapons all over the place. Our tight end room is very strong. Our running back room is strong. We have a lot of depth in that receiver room. I know Luther certainly had a little bit more on his plate here this week, and I thought he handled it pretty well from my perspective without seeing the tape yet. And so I don't think that necessarily we missed a beat, but yet Rome is such a vital part of what we do. And, in a lot of ways for Caleb, it's his blankie,
It's his blankie. Has anybody ever heard a coach refer to the favorite receiver as a blankie? Is any pejorative there? Is that just...
Usually it's what we say about quarterbacks and receivers, yes! Not what yes! coaches say.
Yes! His emotional support wide receiver.
Right. Security blanket. Even that would be like a lot to say.
DJ Moore was that for Justin Fields.
The security blanket?
Yes.
Yeah. But blankie? I mean, that felt a little, that's It's a little...
infantilized?
It's a little bit infantilizing to say that Rome is your quarterback's blankie when we know that you want the quarterback to be a little more egalitarian about it and get through his reads and get to everybody.
I do think that... I am curious on what, in an honest moment, DJ Moore would say about a reduced role, because this is still a really good wide receiver who has given X number one receiver volume, even though he is not prototypically built like an X number one receiver.
I totally agree with you. So I think there's two things going on. One, he has not been the primary. And then two, after that, like, I feel like a lot of times we look at targets and we think, why aren't they doing that? And it's, why isn't the quarterback getting to that?
Well, there's also the, why are they serving up murder balls for old DJ? Hey, DJ, how about this quick game wide receiver screen that they're already in the backfield for?
He also needs to stay on his feet when he comes out of his breaks. He's fallen like four times. Well,
that was a bunch of guys yesterday.
Yeah, but him especially.
Yeah, no, it's true. Like, there's some DJ issues. Yeah, you're talking about the wide receiver screen where they're in his face. How about the one where they did a little inside reverse to him, and that was just completely and utterly eaten alive?
So if you're him, your offensive contributions have been, thanks for trying to get me murdered, and then thanks for trying to get me murdered again. Yeah. Oh, by the way, I was open on the last play.
Yeah, it was a fake pitch just before the two-minute warning, and then they handed off that little inside reverse thing, which the Mighty Sequoias used to run very well. And it was just eaten alive completely by the D-line. That Packers defense was really good yesterday.
They were aggressive. And they were aggressive until Ben took that aggression out of them with the run game, which was great. They're a very complete team. That's my like biggest takeaway about them, is that they're very complete. They've got a lot of things going for them. They have fixed some of the problems that midway through the season.
Yes.
You go, wow, something not going quite right. And if you go back to the beginning of the season, you're going, there's the team that's going to win the NFC.
And now they kind of look like they might be that team. Green Bay, they scored 7 against the Eagles on that Monday night when we saw Wemby over at the United Center. And Green Bay, after that, has scored 27, 23, 31, and 28.
Yeah, that's good. That works out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.